Miss an hour. Miss a lot.
Nobody catches it.
580 Radio. WIBW.
It's 580 WIBW Newsday AM. Good morning. I'm Jim Doblin. Here's what's happening on this Thursday, December 14th, 2006. A grim discovery early this morning in southeast Topeka.
And it smelled like rotten eggs, but it was a dangerous situation for a while in a section of the city yesterday.
And I'm Jeff Bell in the 580 WIBW Newsroom. A soldier taken to the cleaners and a woman is sentenced to payback.
Looking back at Lamar. Headline sports at 15 of 45 past.
Looking at traffic at 7th and Kansas, Topeka police are still on the scene of a non-injury accident. We also have a report at 15th and Topeka of an individual walking in the middle of traffic, apparently refusing to get out of the street. At the 580 Traffic Desk, I'm Dan Johnson.
Temperatures will remain above average for the next several days, but there is a cool down in our future. We'll take a look at your weekend forecast coming up. I'm 27 News meteorologist Tom Hagen. And I'll have the complete Topeka forecast at 11 and 40 past the hour.
Overcast in Topeka as you get up this morning, 46 degrees, 48 in Salina. 580 WIBW News Time, 7:06.
The largest broadcast signal in all of the state now belongs to the Jayhawks. 580 WIBW.
We found a body. It does appear to be a suspicious death. And we're working it as a crime scene.
Topeka Police Sergeant Darren Scott says detectives are investigating the discovery of a body early this morning at East Edge Road in the new Rockfire Addition. That's near Lake Shawnee. The body was found by sheriff's deputies in the southeast Topeka field at about 4 this morning. But the case was turned over to the Topeka Police Department because the body was actually found within the city limits. Authorities are not saying whether the victim is male or female. But again, they are calling it a suspicious death. A leaking canister with hydrogen sulfide residue was enough to shut down an area of South Topeka for a time yesterday afternoon. The Topeka Fire Department's hazmat team was called to 3721 South Park near the Sears warehouse to a truck that contained a leaking canister. Hydrogen sulfide poses an inhalation risk and could be fatal in large concentrations. Firefighters cordoned off an area around 37th and Kansas Avenue all the way to Adams Street to the east until the container could be cleaned up. Hydrogen sulfide tends to smell like rotten eggs.
Workers from the Environmental Protection Agency spent yesterday removing more than 650 containers of hazardous material from a building at Forbes Field. It was 10 years ago that the EPA originally cleaned up the building, but some remodeling of Building 638 this year turned up more containers of hazardous chemicals. At one time, Chemco Industries Incorporated purchased and resold laboratory-grade chemicals out of that location. Chemco vacated the building in 1996. EPA officials say there was no human or environmental contamination.
A Fort Riley woman who apparently thought she'd make a buck while her soldier friend was overseas fighting the war will spend the next 8 years paying for her crime. Jeff Bell is live in the newsroom with the tales. What happened, Jeff?
26-year-old Rachel Lindsay Hendry apparently wrote checks and made cash withdrawals, all the while using the identity of a Fort Riley soldier deployed to Iraq. It began in September 2003 when Hendry agreed to take care of the high school daughter of a friend on active duty. During the sergeant's deployment, she reportedly took more than $18,000. To make matters worse, Hendry was also involved in a traffic accident while making unauthorized use of that sergeant's car. She also lived in his house without his knowledge. A judge calls her behavior reprehensible and ordered Lindsay to pay a $35,000 fine, spend 6 months of electronic detention at home, and be on 8 years probation.
Thanks for that report, Jeff. Saying production levels of military tires made by Topeka's Goodyear plant have dropped 35%, the chairman of the House Armed Services Committee urged Goodyear and striking union workers to work out a deal to immediately allow 200 striking workers back into the plant. Representative Duncan Hunter says the military needs the Humvee tires for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. The president of United Steelworkers Local 307 says he's willing to talk to Goodyear to ensure the military has the needed tires, but Robert Tripp says he's not willing to encourage any of the 1,400 strikers to cross the picket line.
High marks for the state's anti-terrorism efforts. Don't surprise the commander of the Kansas National Guard. A public health policy group ranked the state second in the nation behind Oklahoma in the ability to handle a major bioterrorist attack or a public health emergency. But Adjutant General Todd Bunting tells us while the Guard is well prepared, a recent survey indicated the public may not be.
91% of the people agree that it's important for Americans to be prepared, but only 55% said that they had actually taken any steps to do that. And the same way with small businesses found that they recognized that they needed to have an emergency preparedness plan, But again, only 40% said that they actually put the plan in place.
Bunting suggests you, your family, and your business make an emergency plan to handle the first few days of any such disaster until at least the guard arrives. He also urges motorists to make sure to keep the gas tank full when the winter weather finally gets here. Will we get that winter weather? 580 WIBW News Time, 7-Eleven.
The weather is brought to you by Credit Unions United. Teach your kids the value of money with the Moon Jar. Only at Credit Unions United, member NCUA.
And winter is here, but it's not here for a while, Tom Hagen. We're still in spring mode, I guess.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Boy, yesterday was fantastic. Wasn't it sunny?
It was just absolutely beautiful.
I put on my swimsuit and we got my little mirror, just sat outside and got a tan.
All right, Tom, so Friday, I'm thinking about bringing out the grill, getting a big old steak. What do you think?
Ooh. That sounds like a plan. Okay. Invite me over.
I think it sounds like an invitation as well.
This is barbecue weather here in the middle of winter. Mm-hmm. No need for gingerbread cookies. Get out some hot dogs and hamburgers and some steak. Beautiful weather. Today, we do have some clouds around. We're going to call it milky sunshine this afternoon, but those clouds will not prevent temperatures from soaring back into the low to mid-60s for afternoon highs. We'll continue with that west wind, 5 to 15 miles per hour. Now, tonight, some high, thin clouds still possible, but guess what?